There's a new place in town to get a beer, and as WUTC's Will Davis reports, this place is uniquely Chattanoogan.
American Draft is a new pour-your-own-beer hall, and it's inside a restored train car at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel. I talked to American Draft's owner, Dakin Cranwell, about drinking good beer in a cool location.
Historically, this car has been referred to as the American car. There's actually a placard up on our shelf that we took off the outside of the train car. And that was sort of the impetus for the whole concept of American Draft. So wrapped up in that, that's how we decided on showcasing just beers from the States. And so with the 29 taps that we have, those taps are spread across 11 different screens. Within those screens, I'm trying to curate a good mix across the board.
Tell me about this system. What is this called? How does this work?
We use a third-party system that's from a purveyor called Pour My Beer, and they created a software that allows us to load a database of beer and information about beers on touch screens, and then those touch screens are connected to flow meters that are connected to the faucets on the tap handles. So you get an RFID card that's assigned to you, and you are able to sample all 29 beers. You can pour an ounce, you can pour a pint, or anything in between, and you just get charged by the ounce, basically.
29 beers, why 29?
We decided to do 29 beers because if there was a track 29, it would be the track that we're sitting on right now, because we're right behind the actual choo-choo locomotive. Yeah, I think Glenn Miller was taking some artistic liberties with that song when he wrote it. There might not actually be a track 29, but if there was, this is it. So,
what can you tell me about the car?
We did the build over a course of about four and a half months. We used a local contractors, Lewin Construction, really kind of interesting team they have over there. It's two brothers from France, and then one other guy from Birchwood, Tennessee, who the Birchwood fella, his dad actually milled this wood on their family farm. So the walnut that's on the floors and on the ceiling and all the trim work on the walls is local wood, and then the maple that's on our countertops, that's, I think, came from North Georgia. In designing this space, you know, I wanted to give people the illusion or kind of make them do a double take when they come in the door. Like, did this train car always look like this? Or is it a new build? Or did they just refinish what was already here? And so we kind of tried to make a nod towards the history of the train car and just trains in general. But still make it somewhat modern and a little bit more refined. So, you know, we did that by like using lots of wood, but there's no like reclaimed raw edges in here. It's all planed off, a little bit more modern, but then we have this nice kind of like sexy vibe going on in here. So I think that's really conducive to spending quite a bit of time in here. I think people spend more time in this space because it is small and intimate than they'd maybe typically would in like a normal kind of beer hall setting. So I think that works really well for us. We at least tried to create a space that has the potential to be very refined. You know, you could have a respectable business meeting here in the afternoon, but you could also be getting rowdy at 4 p.m. and we're not going to judge. And so can totally hang out here and do work during the day, but then we have bigger parties about once a month where we try to bring out, you know, some live music or whatever and just kind of really pack the place out. So try to handle it all.
When a customer comes in and wants to try a beer but doesn't know what to have, what do you say or what do you advise?
Sure. I mean, I advise autonomy, and I kind of try to lead them towards the light in the sense that, you know, you really have the agency as a guest here to taste around. And that's why we designed the wall like we did, so that we can give you the experience of sort of doing a beer tasting across the country, right? And so You don't have to commit to a, you know, a $13 pint of beer that you might not like. You know, you can just taste around. And so I think that's the experience that we're really trying to give people is that agency.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
To learn more about American Drafts beers and upcoming special events, check them out on Instagram at American_Draft or on Facebook at /American Draft.